We're here in the studio on Leaders Portfolio. I'm Dr. Rebecca Blacksmith. We're in the midst of this year's Leaders Portfolio Awards. And we're in the studio with the president and principal biostatistician of Empiristat, Dr. Nicole Close. And Empiristat is a biotechnological consulting firm located in Mount Airy, Maryland, and was awarded the 2012 Small Business of the Year from the Tech Council of Maryland. So, Dr. Close, welcome to Leaders Portfolio.
Thank you. It's good to be here.
Now, congratulations. I heard you were just married.
That is
like
true.
Like a couple of weeks ago, right? Really?
3 weeks ago now, yes.
Oh, wow. So, congratulations.
Thank you.
So, honeymoon?
Oh, we did. We took 2 weeks and went to Maine.
Oh, that's great. That's great. Excellent. Well, that's it's got to be. Does it feel different? Like, do you want to not work as much because now you're married? Or, I mean, is that kind of a struggle probably?
No, he has to be completely understanding of the business model.
So that was part of the deal.
The traveling mobile office went in with our camper as well when we went.
Oh, that's funny. That's great. Now, you founded Empiristat in 2008, and you had managed, you had done a clinical trials and research for 16 years. When you founded Empiristat, your business grew pretty quickly within 3 years. Was
Correct.
It faster than you thought?
With that sector, a little bit, because as far as business-wise, I knew I wanted to start and grow organically. So really, when I opened up the company and said, this is my own company, I'm starting, I went back to all of my colleagues that I worked with over the last 16 years and said, hey, I'm doing this for myself now. If you need help, through that mechanism, they kind of got the word out. And based on that versus some other communications and networking that I was doing at the time, it really compounded itself. So I was excited to see that. But then, you know, dealing with some of the challenges of growing and hiring and fitting everybody into that kind of model with business growing.
Now, you one of the interesting things about your model is that you I noticed on your website you have this very non-traditional image on a corporate website, right? You've got team members in action positions. You've got dogs with team members. It's very laid back. Was this a culture that you kind of intentionally set out?
Absolutely. I think being in biostatistics and being a PhD biostatistician, people think boring. And one of the things that makes, I think, my company unique is that we're very approachable. And our motto is work hard, play hard. So all of us have outside interests that we really enjoy. And when I set up the company, too, I wanted it to be virtual based. So we do spend a lot of quality time now. We're not on the road commuting, doing those things. So it was really good to capture really the essence of us. We do great work, but who are you dealing with? And I wanted that to be kind of the model that you see, that you actually know us, and then you see how great of work we do.
Excellent. And do you think, too, kind of projecting that image, does it end up drawing employees that kind of fit that image?
They do, but it's always the clients coming in. You guys look like rock stars, and I want to work with you because you seem so fun. So it kind of it works both ways, is that I think it does show the quality of life we had. We work really, really hard, but it does show the quality of life that we have. But then also our clients see, like, wow, these guys are really good to work with.
We're in studio with the president and principal biostatistician of Empiristat, Dr. Nicole Close. And you also started another company called Bear Rock Electric.
I did last year.
And tell us about that, and what are you thinking doing too at the same time and all that?
Sure. That area is residential. We're a residential and commercial electrical contractor. With a lot of jobs in the area, I wanted to be a Union 26 electrical contractor. My father was an electrician. My grandfather was an electrician. I kind of took the math in a whole different way. But my husband now is also an electrician. So I saw the things that were going on in the electrical business, and knowing the government work and a lot of the contracts we work on with Empiristat and also with our clients in biotech, building labs and so forth, I really thought it was a good opportunity to start a company that was a little bit different in that service construction area that would stand out and apply some of the models I had already developed for Empiristat into a completely different field.
Interesting. And then with the government work, you registered as a small woman-owned business for Empiristat, and now for
Correct, Bear, with Bear Rock as well.
Now, your degrees are in, say, your first college.
Juniata College.
Juniata College.
Yes.
A master's in Case Western Reserve University and a PhD at George Washington University. What's your overall leadership philosophy?
Wow. That's a good
hard
one.
Question.
It is a hard question when you're talking to a scientist, because I think, you know, coming from those schools and really being trained in the science, really the business side was not even in our repertoire. We were focused more, you know, lab work and so forth. I think, you know, really on the leadership side is lead by example. I work hard. I understand my subject matter expertise. I help others, and really, for that leadership is to see that leader and possess some of those qualities and really extend those qualities into others that they follow by example then.
And what was your largest leadership failure?
Wow. I think going virtual based, there's a lot of lessons to learn, because I think when I started off, I was very naive. I'm, you know, very excited about what I do, and I knew the type of company I wanted to build. I wanted somewhere where I didn't have to commute and spend 3 hours on the road. I wanted where I worked hard and I was rewarded for that. So I took a lot of the things that I want as mm-hmm. an employee and built a company. And I think one of the leadership failures, you know, that I can speak to is that not everybody has that motto. And not to say that that's a bad thing, but I felt, you know, I had folks that started with me at the company who I love as a person, but being virtual and having kind of that discipline and also some of those aspects that you need in that environment just doesn't work. So I had to learn how to interview a little bit better for that business model. I had to learn what those key concepts of those folks would be and how they would fit in that environment, and could they be disciplined enough in that particular environment to do a great job and to set them up for success rather than failure. You could be a great employee, but you may not be the greatest in that model of a virtual-based company.
And is your company now still currently virtual-based?
Always will be, yes.
That's your vision.
Absolutely.
So have you, and that's unique compared to a lot of businesses, so have you found that, you know, and you talked a little bit about this, your philosophy is different than others, but have you found that there's more waste in that people get distracted, you know, somebody, you know, a dog runs by or a fire station because they're working from home? Is it, you know, so you're paying out more as an employer?
I think in our world of research, it's not really necessarily like that. It's we're salary, we're professionals. So you have a job to get done. You have a project to get done. So if it takes you 12 hours in that day, you're a salaried employee. But, you know, being a good leader, I want to make sure people aren't taking 12 hours in a day to get a project done. I think that goes back to the hiring mechanisms and really interviewing that person to know if you're setting them up for success. So if they can get distracted by that, I really try kind of some of my failures at the beginning of maybe not hiring the right people or trying it in a model aspect first to see if we're a good match for them and they're a good match
right.
for us. It goes two ways. So I think those were the things that we were looking for.
I got a Forbes business quote for you. This quote is, happiness is not perfect until it is shared. Happiness is not perfect until it is shared. And this is from Jane Porter. And the reason I picked this quote is because, well, two things. One, you just got married. And then two, you know, your fun photos of your company, right? So obviously there's a sharing of happiness there.
Right.
So talk about that.
Yes, no, I absolutely believe that quote. It's amazing. I think one of the things when I go out and I speak to folks or they see me in a room, first of all, they probably don't know I'm a statistician. We talk family, we talk happiness, we talk, you know, what are the things that make you tick? Then we talk about work. And I think through that, folks see that I love my work, I love what I do, and that happiness is definitely shared.
Well, I want to thank you for being with us in studio here at Leaders Portfolio. Appreciate it.
Thank you so much.
We are in studio with President and Principal Biostatistician of Empiristat. I am Dr. Rebecca Blacksmith, and I want to ask you, what's in your portfolio this week?